up playing wide receiver, like just a small stretch.
Yeah, he played well. He was neutralizing well on the serve, but especially during the points. I felt like a few times I was able to stretch him, but he was doing a good job getting his legs behind him, always playing deep cross, so I could never really find that short forehand that I was looking for.
Any regrets you have on the first set, or do you think you've been playing the best you could today?
There was just one point, 15-30. I had a short forehand that I would have maybe treated. I'm not sure what the game score was, but I would have treated that a little bit better. But other than that, I thought it was a few points here and there that makes a difference, and tried to put everything out there that I could, and the outcome was as is.
Was it difficult to come back on court after the day you had yesterday against Nadal, or mentally
it was
as fresh?
I felt good. I felt energetic. I felt like I had the right attitude put forward, and I was going to give it my all.
Do you find that you got a better sense of where your game's at compared to those top guys after playing and beating Rafa for the first time and then playing the way you did today? It's better?
Yeah, obviously it helps when you have these moments, these experiences, and you try to take the most away from them. I'm happy that I'm getting more and more traction each time, and I can get some hopefully wins in my favor, but it's not with them. It's never like you get on top of these guys. As you see between each other, they keep going back and forth with the results, and I'm just trying to sort of get myself in that mix and give myself that opportunity where it can go back and forth.
How tricky is Roger's backhand, like today when he's slicing a lot with your rhythm? Is it that makes it difficult to play against him for you? Or?
No, it's before, obviously today I thought he played really well and he played a solid match, but it's always been sort of against him that you have sort of maybe a little bit of sense where to go in the important moments. And today I thought he was very clean with it, very methodical, and he used that to his advantage, sort of knowing that that's where I would go on the important moments. That was the side I tried to sort of get through him on.
Was there a part of your game plan that you felt you didn't execute as well as you wanted to?
I wish I would have served a higher percentage, but I felt like when I was putting my first serve in, I was doing a good job, and also I don't think I mixed up my second serve enough.
Milos, can you get this Indian Wells Miami portion of the season some perspective, because the real meat of your season comes up with the French Open, the clay and the grass season. What are the positives and negatives of going deep in this time? Because the weather's grueling and the tennis is obviously at the top level.
I think there's only really positives from it. Yeah, the weather can be warm, but it's not extremely hot and or humid. I think the humidity can sometimes drain you when you're losing a lot of bodily fluids. But you're playing two out of three, most of draw you play every other day. So I think it's as far as compared to the next Masters that really come through in the schedule, it's very generous on the recovery process and the timing. And you try to, especially, you want to do your best, this being the best surface before you go on clay, to start off with a good base going into that.
Milos, who do you think will win tomorrow?
It's not mine really to say. If I knew that million-dollar question, I think it's really irrelevant. I think those guys are going to have a great match, as they always do, and Novak's playing well, Roger's playing well, and it'll be something, hopefully, that I can watch.
Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.